a confident heart.
Fang Qin died in springtime of 1992. She was one of my best friends. When I attended her funeral, it looked like a wedding, because before she died, she has arranged the funeral by herself. I was very sad. She died just at the age of 28 and hasn't been married yet. Once, I remember she told me, "Don't be sad, Jenny. We'll meet again in heaven." Yes, one day. I met Fang Qin at a theater in 1990. She was a special guest invited by a theatrical group that I'd been involved with for 3 years.
Hi, Fang Qin, 我是珍莉，很高兴认识你。
珍莉你好。
Hi, Fang Qin, my name's Jenny Liu. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Jenny.
May I ask you a question? Your right arm...
Do you mean why my right arm has been cut away?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Everybody I meet always wants to know what's wrong with my right arm. I got cancer when I was 19, and the cancer cell damaged my right arm, so it had to be amputated. Actually, my parents also died because of cancer in my teens. I'm living with my older sister and brother-in-law.
I was shocked. How could she be so calm and joyful to describe her unfortunate situation? No sorrow, no anger. What a brave girl. Later, she told me her difficult story.
当初医生告诉我得了癌症时，我也吓坏了。
I got cancer 7 years ago. Originally, when my doctor told me the fact, I couldn't believe it.I wondered if he was just joking, but it was true. I seemed to be sentenced to death. I couldn't face the fact because I was only a 19-year-old girl. I was studying and didn't want to die. I didn't. It's unfair. It's unfair. Why me? Why me? I got angry and depressed at the time. My emotions were out of control. My heart was broken. I almost wanted to commit suicide.But fortunately, one of my teachers encouraged me and said, God loves me. I thought, how ridiculous. If he loves me, why did he let my parents die? Why did he let me get cancer? She read a verse from the Bible, John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.Actually, I knew nothing about the Bible, but my teacher told me Jesus was crucified for all people. He died and has risen, and he knew my difficulty. If I trust in him, I will have eternal life, even if my life is so short. I was quite curious about what the Bible said. The more I know God, the more I know the significance of life. Since then, my life has been changing.
After believing in God, Fang Qin seemed to become a new person. Although her health was getting worse, and sometimes she had to stay in the hospital to have an operation or examination, she always liked to share her story with the patients and encourage them. Even many presenters of radio stations invited her to tell her testimony. A lot of audiences were moved by her story. One day, during winter 1991, Fang Qing phoned me suddenly and told me she didn't feel well and almost couldn't breathe. Right away, I called an ambulance to send her to the hospital. She was so weak.
Fang Qing, 现在觉得怎么样了？你真的把我吓坏了。
How are you feeling, Fang Qing? You scared me.
Thank you, Jenny. It's better. Don't worry. In fact, every night I can't sleep without the oxygen tent. This morning, when I woke up, I didn't know why I felt it so difficult to breathe. Very weak. I was wondering if I'm going to die.
Oh, please don't say that. You will be fine.
Could you please play a song called Friends for me?
Okay.
When I was listening to the song, I was going to cry at that moment and didn't know what I should say. It was like a candle which was about to fade away. Fang Qing told me she had arranged her funeral and wanted to record her voice, which could be played at the funeral. Farewell, my dear friend. Your story I'll never forget. Your confidence to God encourages me always.
Don't be sad, Jenny. We'll meet again in heaven.
Yes, we'll meet again in heaven.
Confident Heart, produced and narrated by Jenny Liu. Feng Qing played by Pei Qi and Ali Fraser. Jenny played by Jenny Liu.